of the follow-up. I'm Edith, and this is my dad, Noah. And every week, we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about the Olympics. And before we get started, I know while I was away, my dad posted some just like clips, flashbacks. So thanks for watching, and now we're back.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
So I think so many people would expect us to be talking about your time at camp. But as we always say, we talk about what we want to talk about.
It's also one of the reasons we decided not to talk about that. That's also one of the reasons I was thinking about it.
Because everyone expects that?
Because everyone expects it.
Yeah, maybe another time we will.
Maybe,
we'll talk about
yeah.
like things from camp, but just not right now. Good summer. Welcome back.
Thanks.
It feels so great to have you back. It feels great to like hear your voice in the morning. It feels great to sit down dinner with you. It's awesome. I'm so glad you had a great summer. All right, the Olympics. While you were away, you said you watched some,
yeah,
like on rainy days or something?
On rainy days, like I watched a bunch of gymnastics, some swimming races,
okay,
some track and field,
basketball?
Oh, basketball, I watched one of those.
But you watched this, I think the second U.S. Serbia, the first one in the Olympics, not the exhibition game, right? Yeah,
yeah,
it was in the Olympics, the first U.S.-Serbia game in the Olympics.
It was a U.S.-Serbia game.
Yeah. All right, so stood out, what impressed you?
I think what it really impressed me is the Olympics are like nothing else. It's everyone competing. It was at the highest level. And the Olympics are very selective. And I think it's just cool to see everyone who's so good.
Mm-hmm.
All in one spot, in one place, just all competing. Like, especially, everyone's so notable, but the people, like, especially, like, Simone Biles, who I think I really watched out for.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Katie
Ledecky. Yeah.
Or runners like Noah Lyles,
mm-hmm,
or people like that.
Yeah.
Just, like, and I think those, like, when I watched them, I was, like, really trying to look for them. I'm
mm-hmm.
just, like, I remember and just like watch everyone in the competition.
Yeah. So I think that type of hype beforehand really helps out the Olympics. So I think the more they can do to put these athletes in the spotlight throughout the year gets people up for the Olympics.
Yeah.
So they're following their stories. And that helps.
Like, especially like some of the sports that don't get recognized as much.
Sure.
Especially like in the U.S., basketball is a huge sport,
mm-hmm,
and football get all these people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some sports that really only get like a lot of people to notice at the Olympics, which is every 4 years.
Right, and imagine the pressure on the athletes to be preparing for these 4 years, and then maybe they get to the U.S. trials or their country's trials, and they're cut because they didn't make the score. It's not like these basketball teams, you're chosen.
Yeah.
So say Simone Biles was the best gymnast in the world, okay? Top-ranked gymnast. Went to the U.S. trials and failed. Like, didn't have high enough scores.
That's just sad.
She doesn't make the team. So it's not just
yeah.
it's not just good enough to be the top ranked. You then still have to perform, and you come back with a cough. You still have to be there to perform to get those
yeah.
top spots in the trials and then in the Olympics. And you've put your heart and soul and time and money, everything into, sometimes like in swimming, into one race that lasts 20 seconds. All, like, your whole life has been
yeah.
towards this moment. And then it's, you know, you can only control what you can control.
Yeah. But then I think it's just, like, at the Olympics, what stands out so much is just, I think it's, like, even, like, in the opening.
You're going to try not to say, like, as much
yes.
now that you're back?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Especially in, the opening and closing ceremonies. And
uh-huh. Which we need to still watch the closing
yes.
ceremonies.
And
yeah.
when, even just in, just, like, before the match, or when you, like, for runners, when or swim, when you all see them at the wall, or when they, like, they're getting ready, it's cool to see everyone there who, they're all top in their countries.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool to see them all in one place at one time, everyone who's worked so hard. And it's not like there's one best runner who's going to defeat everyone. I mean, there might be in that race, but all of the, it's not one person competing against someone who's like so far down. They're all pretty much they're all the best. And
right.
I think it's so cool to see that all at one time, just for a few weeks. But it's the best of the best.
Mm-hmm. Like in basketball, like when you watch an NBA game, you could see Steph Curry on the floor, like on a Warriors game, Steph Curry on the floor, and on the other team on the floor at the same time is the guy who might be the 350th best basketball player in the world.
Yeah.
Like that person's not making the Olympic team, or like the 350th best runner in the world is not making
runner.
Yeah, but they're not making the Olympics.
Team,
right, exactly.
They could.
Well, they could, yeah, but probably not. Yeah, exactly. So, and I also felt like the pageantry is always awesome. And the pageantry, so all of the, as you said, like the opening closing ceremonies, the pomp and circumstance, the decoration.
Yeah.
And I like that. I really like when the athletes get into trading pins and think it's cool to, they go to other sports and see, like Anthony Edwards, in the USA men's basketball team, he got really into ping pong. And you probably didn't see this, but during the opening, right before the opening ceremonies, he said to Steph, and then Steph called over three women from the U.S. ping pong team and said, like, Ant thinks he could play with you, ping pong. And the girl said he wouldn't get a point. Like, I beat him 21-0. And he said, I'm nice. I'm good at it. And she was like, people do this to me all the time. Trust me, you won't get a single point. I don't care how good you think you are. But now,
I would watch that.
If you put that on TV at some point during the year, I would watch.
That's entertaining.
I would watch Anthony Edwards.
I would watch that.
Sure, and the sponsor should then pay, because the ping pong player, she's not making much money. So in her for her athletic endeavors, I don't know what she does out of it, but then a sponsor can pay her a lot of money.
What's funny is she might not get a point against Anthony Edwards in basketball.
Right, of course not.
But he might not get a point against him in ping pong. So, but that's funny.
Right, but they're both world-class athletes.
Both great at their own sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So today we watched... I mean, I honestly was not paying much attention to the women's basketball because they've won every gold since they won bronze in 92. So they've won seven straight golds, and they blow out everybody. So it's just simply not interesting. It's not. I mean, they blow out everybody. And so today, I thought it was just going to be a blowout. And then we found out that with 6 minutes left, it was a close game. So we came down and watched it.
Yeah.
And that would have been an all-time upset.
If anyone didn't watch it and you're hearing us talk about this...
You got to go watch it.
Just watch... You don't have to watch the whole game. Just last, the last, 5 minutes.
Yes.
And that is a very entertaining, very close game.
I couldn't believe, and we can spoil it. Okay, you could skip a minute here of the podcast if this is a spoiler. But the girl in France, when you're down three and you're with, 3 seconds left, you have to know, we talk about awareness in the world all the time. You, in your sport at the highest level, you have to know where you are on the court. You have to be behind that 3-point line to get that shot off.
Yeah.
You have to. There's no excuse. You have to do it. And if that had been the game tying shot, oh my goodness.
I feel really bad.
I know, me too. They fought hard.
They played very well.
The U.S. could not stop turning the ball over, and nobody thought they were going to get to that point. Sure. And how about the men?
Men were... It was a very good team this year.
Oh, yeah. But they were tested against Serbia, and Steph was unbelievable against Serbia, and so was LeBron, and then Steph in the gold medal game. You were out, and I when you got back, I didn't tell you one, but I said, we just watch this fourth quarter. And watching Steph was...
It's amazing.
It was. Is that on another plan?
Four three-pointers in a row, right?
Yeah.
Four in a row
In the final, about 4 minutes, including that final one, which is like one of the greatest shots in basketball history. The degree of difficulty is like Simone Biles level to make that shot. And what I liked on the men's side was, look, it's a 40-minute game. You can't play all 12 of your guys. So there's going to be some like Tatum guys that Tyrese Haliburton who aren't playing much. Or Haliburton only played at all. But everybody has to find, you have to find a role on this team. And it's only a 40-minute game. You can't just put someone in for 2 minutes and bring the person out, and then you can't do that. You have to find your guys. And what I found was most interesting was I thought Devin Booker's, like in the NBA, he's not known for his defense. I thought his defense was awesome during the Olympics, and he shot the ball well. And he was like kind of that unsung hero. But that final five, it's so fascinating to see who on the Olympic team in a serious game, who you go to, and it was Booker, Steph, LeBron, KD, and Anthony Davis. And those are the guys that you rely on. And when early in the, during the year in the playoffs when Anthony Edwards was awesome, it was like, oh, he's the next superstar. And then even in the beginning of the Olympic stuff, Anthony Edwards was leading the team in scoring. But then the moment gets so big where you need to rely on your guys that have been there, the veterans, and Steph, KD, and LeBron. Yeah, and it's... Just to see those guys do that at that age and still take such joy in it is just awesome.
And what I think is really cool to see them, like, together, because, like, sometimes it'll be like, oh, KD and Steph, like, they're two different teams. Oh, they're playing against each other.
But they were teammates.
Well, they were.
They were, yeah, but...
Like, now they play against each other. Like, KD and LeBron. It's like, oh, I can't wait to watch those two. But then you're seeing them play together, and now they're teammates, and I think that's pretty cool.
I agree. And, like, I love seeing, like, KD and Booker are teammates, but the game is different. It's a different
you're
game.
You're all teammates.
Right, and
You're not Suns teammates anymore.
Right, exactly.
You're USA 2024 Olympic teammates.
It is, and it's awesome. And I love seeing, like, there was a play in the, I think it was the Serbia game, I think, and they all knew, like, at the end of that game, as great as Steph was, they needed a bucket. Like, they just knew, like, Durant's our guy. Like, and Joel Embiid, who was really good down the stretch of that game, came up to set a pick, like, to help out KD. Now, and to run a pick and roll, and maybe Joel would get the ball back. And you could see the guys on the bench, the coach, and also, like, KD, say, get away from me. Like, you're not getting... Like, and Joel Embiid's never heard that before in his life. And KD's like, I'm good. You get away from me. I'm good. You're not getting the ball. And then he rises up and hits the shot. It was like you only see that in these types of games. And in certain plays, Steph, KD, and LeBron would all touch the ball with some beautiful passing, and it's just amazing to see those guys in a high pressure situation playing.
So it's so cool.
Also cool to see Wemby in those situations too.
Yeah.
Future of the league. Yeah.
And him as a rookie, playing in the Olympics. I mean, he'd been playing before, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, 20 years old, and he took him to the gold medal game in his home country. It was impressive. One thing, I a friend of mine who was there. In Paris, I posted this video of rhythmic gymnastics. Okay, and you see, it was a girl out there, like waving like a ribbon, but doing awesome gymnastic moves. And I text her, and she has a daughter, and I text her. I said, "This is the event that has we see our daughters and think, oh yeah, like." And maybe they could do that because they're just like going like this with the ribbon and like you dance around all the time and then you actually watch the event and you're like, oh, those oh, she's doing flips and like all this other crazy stuff. Like, oh no, she spends 12 hours a day, every single day, doing that. Yeah, doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, great to have you back. And you are going to be going, so we started this when you were 5. You're going to be 10 in October. We started this when you were in kindergarten. You're starting 5th grade this year. A new middle school, a new school. I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about. A lot of
new things to talk about.
Yeah.
Get ready for some new things.
All right. I love you.